Yeah, I think that's him over there. Thank you very much. Hey there. Is the seat taken? I'm Scarlett. I'm assuming you're my date, right? Or one of my dates, at least. It's good to finally meet you in person. I was worried you might not recognize me. I did change my hair the other day. Thanks, that's very nice of you. I like it too. And you look nice yourself. I love the jacket. Very, dapper. Do people still say that? Oh, shut up. Whatever, I approve. I'm just glad you actually look like you do in your pictures. It's always awkward when somebody... Oh, hold that thought. Here comes our server. Hi. Yes, thank you very much. I think we should just probably do water menus for now. We're supposed to have one more coming, but yeah, we'll see. Thank you. Speaking of our third, look there, right out the front window. There she is, fidgeting and very much pretending not to notice us. I walked past her on my way in, and she was doing her best to blend in with the sidewalk. No, I didn't say anything. I let her be invisible. I mean, she looked like she was having second thoughts, so I figured I'd give her the chance to ghost us if she really wanted to. Like, I get it, you know? I maybe thought about bailing too. I mean, like, this is pretty weird, right? Kind of scary, even. I never go on blind dates, let alone blind dates with two people. I have no idea how this is supposed to work, so if she gets cold feet, that's okay. I don't blame her. No hard feelings. How did I finally decide to show up? Well, I don't know. I mean, you both came highly recommended from my friends, so that helps. And, you guys just seemed intriguing, I guess. After we talked online, I don't know, you seemed really funny and smart, and she's really pretty, I guess, but she's so sweet and silly and, like, gentle. I realized that I really wanted to meet you guys, even if it ended up being awkward. So, yeah, I really hope she decides to join us, but even if she doesn't, I'm really excited to meet you. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun. So, what about you? Got a lot of experience with strange, non-monogamous blind date scenarios? You're a newbie too, huh? You don't say. Well, that's good, I guess. We'll both be stumbling through this together. Look at all these things we have in common already. So, tell me about... Wait, I think... Oh my gosh, she's coming. She's coming in. She's... Okay. Act natural, right? Like, we haven't seen her yet. Don't make it weird. Weirder, I mean.
Hello. Are you guys my dates?
We sure are. You must be Violet.
Uh-huh. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. I'm Scarlett. Come on, have a seat. You haven't missed much. I just got here a minute ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god. I love your earrings. What are they?
Oh, thank you. They're little dolphins.
That's adorable. With the little smiley faces and everything. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Thanks. They're my favorite.
Well, let's take a look at the menu, shall we?
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh my god, just look at all these fucking delicious plates. I've been craving sushi for weeks. I'm so glad Handsome over there picked this place.
Uh-huh. What do you think?
Rolls or nigiri? Depends. Depends on what?
What's nigiri?
Wait, have you never had sushi before?
Not really, no. Always seemed a little intimidating.
Well, yeah, especially on a first date. Well, no worries, you're gonna love it, I promise. It's seriously the greatest thing ever invented. And don't worry, I'm a sushi veteran. And it sounds like Handsome is here too, so we'll be very, very gentle as we pop your cherry. I'm sorry. That was a really weird thing to say, wasn't it? I wasn't trying to. No, it's okay. I know what you meant.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're good. Okay, good. Still, I'm sorry. So, if you're new to sushi, we should just get a big chef's platter of the nigiri and a couple rolls. So, you can try stuff out and see what you like. Okay, sounds good. And let's see, how do we feel about wine? I'm definitely getting some. Oh, I don't know about that. No? Oh, well, no pressure or anything. How about this? I'll grab you a glass, and if you end up not wanting it, I'll be more than happy to finish it for you. Okay, yeah, let's do that. How about you, Handsome? Fancy a bit of booze? Attaboy. Okay, I'll bring our order up to the bar. Be right back. So I guess we haven't really introduced ourselves yet, have we? Well, hi. I'm Violet, you know, from the internet. Sorry, that was stupid. Of course I'm from the internet. That's where we... Well, I mean, I'm not from the internet, obviously. You know what? Just forget what I said. I'm sorry. I'm really, really nervous, and I've never really done anything like this. Oh, this is a little overwhelming, I guess. I have no idea what I'm doing. Oh my god. You don't either? Well, that's comforting. Makes me feel a bit less left behind. Do you think she knows what she's doing? Scarlett, I mean. Really? You think she's nervous too? I mean, I guess she could have just waited for the server to come back. No need to rush our order over to the bar like that. But she doesn't really seem like the nervous type, does she? She seems, I don't know, confident, I guess. Self-assured. Yeah, right. This situation would make anybody feel a little uncertain. She's probably feeling a little bit of pressure too. I do feel some pressure. And it's not because of anything you or Scarlett said. No, nothing like that. With a standard date, a date with one person, I mean, there are certain expectations. There's a flow to things. Like, every date is different. But you have a pretty good idea of what comes next, you know? But with this, I have no idea what to expect. Like, what do we do? Who talks first? What do we do after dinner? God, who pays the bill? Who? Okay, sorry. Hey, thanks for listening and for helping me process. You're sweet, and I am really excited to get to know you, both of you. So, I'm gonna do my best to stop stressing and just have fun, take things as they come. But I just wanted you to know that I'm kinda anxious, so cut me just a little bit of slack, okay? Oh, here she comes. Hi guys, I hope I didn't miss too much. Oh, you know, some laughs, some tears, a little bit of bloodshed. Damn it. Of course I miss the juicy stuff. You'll have to make up for lost time, I guess. What did you get? 3 fancy glasses and a bottle of their finest red. Oh. Wait, did I say finest? I meant cheapest and reddest. It'll do. My thoughts exactly.
Okay, let me pour. Here's a glass for Handsome, a generous glass for me, and what do you think, Violet? Wine? No wine? Like I said, no pressure. I took the bus, so I can finish whenever you don't. Actually, I think a glass of wine sounds lovely. Yes. Awesome. Here you go. Thanks. You're very welcome, my dear. Hey, mind if I propose a toast? Not at all. Alright then, glasses up to a very handsome man and two very sexy ladies, to a delicious sushi dinner, and to one less lonely night. Cheers. Cheers. You know what? Not too bad for the price. Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, so this was bothering me on my way over there. Handsome told us all about his job online, but I totally forgot to ask you about your job, Violet. My bad. No, that's okay. I'm not very good at chatting on the internet anyway. I don't know about that. Your meme game is pretty strong. I don't think that counts. But to answer your question, I'm a marine biologist. Whoa, are you serious? You're a scientist? Oh, for real? Yep, I work at the university. Oh my god, that's so... Your earrings with the dolphins. That's perfect. Yeah, not very subtle. Most of my research involves dolphins. Violet, you are such a cutie. By the way, I couldn't help but notice how well your dress just shows off your curves. May I touch the fabric? I just want to see how soft it would feel. Sure. Go ahead. Wow, very velvety. And your skin? What do you use to make it feel so soft? Victoria's Secret. Very alluring. Are you trying to seduce Handsome and I here? Not intentionally. You don't have to be so secretive, Violet. I saw the way you were looking at me when I went up to the bar to get drinks. Oh, I... Fine. You caught me. Your ass just looks so good. Oh, I thank you, baby. I dabble in some workouts here and there on YouTube. Maybe we can work out together sometimes? Of course. We also can't forget about Handsome here. We'd like to invite you to a workout session sometime. Maybe you can use us as weights. Perhaps do push-ups with us on your back. There's just endless possibilities. You know, I love working out with other people. It just gets me so pumped up. What about you, Handsome? Maybe we should test the stamina. Violet! What are you trying to say? Well, with two girls here, I'm just wondering if he'd be able to keep up with us. Girl, I don't know if you're thinking about what I'm thinking, but since we have the rest of the night to ourselves, why don't we have a little fun here in the restaurant? You see how these tables have white cloths over them? Just enough to hide someone under the table? Oh my god. You can't be serious, Scarlett. I think it'd be pretty sexy if one of us went down on him while he tries to talk to the server. Definitely not me. You do it, Scarlett, since you're feeling so brave. No, I want you to do it. Let me help you get out of that comfort zone and just let it all out, girl. I have complete faith in you. Are you okay with this, Handsome? I really wouldn't want us to get kicked out or anything. You are? Oh my god, my parents are going to kill me if they ever found out. Okay, it's not like we're doing anything drastic, Violet. Calm down. You're going to be covered, and I'll be on the lookout. No big deal. And I think Handsome here is getting a little excited, so he definitely needs to be taken care of. What are you waiting for, Violet? Okay, can we just wait until those two couples over there leave first? Oh gosh, I'm so clumsy. Violet, can you pick up my purse for me? My hands are all sticky. Okay. Is she under there? Damn, that was close.
So, have you decided on what to order? Lobster fettuccine? I like the sound of that. I'm thinking of getting mac and cheese with seafood. Really like scallops, shrimp, and all that.
Hey, I hope I do a good job. Are you ready for me? Well, here I go.
Hello, sir. What would you like to order today?
Yes, we have a roast chicken glazed with cinnamon,
creamy scallop soup as soup of the day.
Are you okay, sir? You seem to be sweating a little bit. Would you like us to turn on the air conditioner?
Yeah, it is pretty warm in here.
Okay. All right, just let me know if you need anything. Your comfort is our number one priority. Damn, Violet.
You really
feel
it,
don't you? Oh, this has got a taste. I can't wait to taste it next.
Oh my god, come for me, baby. Oh my god, come for me, oh my god.
Did you come all right?
Yes, Violet. Give me some of that coffee. God, he needs such a big mess. You're gonna swallow it all, aren't you?
Alright, give some to me.
Don't worry, I'll just tell people it's our dessert.